Not everyone pays attention to security warnings on their computer. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anthony Vance, associate professor of information systems at Brigham Young University, discusses when the best time may be for people to act on these notifications.
Warning messages are one of the last lines of defense in computer security. Unfortunately, research shows that people consistently ignore security messages. One of the reasons why this happens is because security warnings usually interrupt what we are doing on the computer. This forces us to juggle the task we are working on and the information that the security message is presenting. This is a problem because although many people believe they are good multitaskers, the truth is that the human brain is lousy at it. When two or more tasks are attempted at the same time, they interfere with each other in the brain. This is called dual task interference, or DTI. In our research, we used functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, to show that this is exactly what happens when security messages interrupt us. We found that the brain activity was substantially reduced when a user received a security message while in the middle of another task, compared to when responding to the security message was the only task. Reduced brain activity in turn predicted that the user would disregard the warning. So how can dual task interference be avoided with security messages? Good timing makes a big difference. We performed a large online experiment in which some users received a security message at high DTI times, such as while typing or watching a video online. Other users received the same security message at low DTI times, such as waiting for a page to load or after a video finishes. We found that up to 87% of users ignored the message at high DTI times, compared to as low as 22% of users for low DTI times. What does this mean for you? You may have the best of intentions to heed security warnings, but if they interrupt what you're doing, your brain will be working against you.
That was Anthony Vance of Brigham Young University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.